Headline: Nobotech's hackers threaten to destroy pro-Iran institutions. Published at 2:38 p.m., June 23, 2025. Pro-Israel hackers behind the theft of $90 million from Iran's largest crypto exchange, Nobotech's, have threatened to target more Iranian institutions and warned citizens to withdraw their funds. Known as Gonjeshke Durande, or Predatory Sparrow, the hackers announced on X last Friday that they're looking to target any institutions supporting Iran's military forces. Some of them will be destroyed with intense force. Others will just disappear right before your very eyes, it said. Predatory Sparrow then warned Iranians to withdraw their funds before it's too late and said it would not explain itself any further. Predatory Sparrow claims to have hacked the Nobotech's crypto exchange on June 18th and subsequently published the exchange's source code. It also claims to have destroyed data from Iran's bank SEPA. Pseudonymous crypto journalist and privacy advocate Lola Leitz described Predatory Sparrow as deeply connected to Israel, noting that an attack against Iran's financial institutions constitutes a war crime. She said, "What we are witnessing is the greatest escalation in the fight against terrorist financing in history, increasingly normalized by governments and media. U.S. joins Israel-Iran War Israel in its mission to destroy Iran's nuclear and military capabilities, was directly joined by the U.S. this weekend when Donald Trump decided to bomb three key Iranian nuclear facilities. Israel first attacked Iran on June 13th after the International Atomic Energy Agency found Iran had breached its nuclear obligations. That same agency is now calling for the countries engaged in this war to undertake a diplomatic path aimed at ending the hostilities. Iran's parliament recently approved a plan to close the Strait of Hormuz, a stretch of water through which one-fifth of the world's total oil consumption passes. Both the United States, China, and Europe all import oil through the strait. As such, U.S. diplomats have asked China, one of the biggest buyers of Iranian oil, to convince Iran to keep it open and avoid a global financial crisis. The price of Bitcoin fell from $102,000 to $99,000 after the U.S. strike. Goldman Sachs has also warned that the price of oil could rise to $110 per barrel and disrupt the global energy supply. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.